Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, for I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
We're almost empty.
I don't think we're going to make it much further.
I know.
We can't just stop in the middle of the canyon.
We're not supposed to stop in the middle of the canyon.
What else has Aster got?
I want to know if there's somewhere nearby where we can get gas. Is this Bendon Road?
They trust in you.
I guess we'll just keep our eyes peeled for a bend in the road, then.
Perhaps that's their mistake.
I'll keep my eye out,
Silver, but I swear, if you say anything about it being a trap or a trick or...
We have to be on our guard. Always, Amber.
Yeah, and if we run out of gas this far from a station, we're dead for sure. So if you have any better ideas, I'd love to hear them.
I trust Aster enough to not be totally screwing us over, Silver.
You should be careful with that glass.
I'm not stopping in this canyon. Can't you just call them out here and ask where to go?
I already tried. They're busy.
Amber, slow down. What's that? Over there? The cave in the rock?
Oh, there's a statue in there.
Where?
Looks like some kind of temple.
Move, I can't see. Oh, hell. That does look like a temple.
Perhaps if you were paying attention. Perhaps if you had arrived sooner.
Could we?
No.
Why not?
That's no ordinary altar, Copper. That belongs to one of the big ones. The Archfolk.
I'm with Silver on this one.
I'm not asking a god for anything.
It's beautiful.
It sure is.
Who knows what they do to you in there?
I'm gonna keep driving. I feel like it's watching me.
It probably is.
It is. They are.
All right, let's go.
You are not clairvoyant. You cannot see the future. You can tap into a source. But the power has no color till someone else channels it. You're not giving them divination. The power does not become the future until it reaches their hands. You only see the future the moment they do.
The next thing I'm getting is just the word pump.
A pump? pump. Do you mean a gas station?
Maybe.
Because you have little else to give. You have nothing that can properly pay for what you want. What they have. The love. The pain.
Up ahead. I see a turn.
Whoa.
The road hugs the cliffside until the wall splits into a sheer crevice in the mountain. The turn becomes a fork. One way stays on the road. Simple. Bright. The other leads straight into the chasm. The bottom is level with the road, but even one step past the entrance would throw them into darkness. And they wouldn't be alone.
Oh, like hell am I going in there?
What are those things?
They look like some kind of structure.
Hell, it moved!
Or a creature, I suppose.
Glass!
Tell me if this is the spot. It says... yes.
It isn't the only one of its kind. Not the only place humans left their machines in twisted piles, in hopes the elements will eventually return the metals to the Earth. But they aren't piles of scrap anymore. They remember how it felt to be alive. But they don't remember the shape they were supposed to be.
We're going into that scrap metal boneyard?
Look, way over on the other side. There's the pump. Just one by itself, just like the Magic 8 Ball said.
Copper, can you reach the gas can?
I'll try.
Glass, some of those things are like 15 feet tall. And are you sure that pump will even work?
Of course I'm not, Amber, but what other choice do we have? We're empty.
We keep limping along until we find something else. It's not moving. This is so great. I love this so much. Can't wait to go in there. Well? Are the rest of you waiting for written permission?
Oh,
right.
This is where it happens. This is where you should have been watching.
Do we have stuff to pay for the gas?
I've got a backpack full of stuff. We'll have to cross that bridge after we cross this, crack.
Why is it so dark in there? It's like the sun doesn't even make it to the bottom.
I can only imagine what it looks like from all the way at the top.
If we're going in there, we're going together. No splitting up.
At least it's wide enough to walk in.
Yeah, and wide enough for... those things. Those metal creatures.
They're reactive to noise.
That's good to know.
But I think that if we aren't too loud, it won't bother us. And I don't know if they can get past this gate either.
Come on. Sooner we get this over with, sooner we can leave.
Do we knock?
Gate's cracked open already. Look.
An invitation.
They're not keeping us out. That's for sure.
Here goes.
Let's go.
A gash in the earth. The ghost of an earthquake. The sun does not reach there. The flowers do not spray as liberally over the rocks. It is a blind spot to you. Not because you can't see, only because you don't.
We only need enough gas to go a few more miles. Just a few more miles. Oh, they're really touchy.
Quietly as you can, everybody.
We're almost there.
Ah, see? The pump.
It belongs to the Summers. Look, it's all burnt up on the back.
It's ancient. How are we supposed to pay for this?
Pumps like this. People used to go into the station to pay.
But there's no station.
Amber, start the pump. I'll write down a memory and we'll hope the Summers take it.
The Summers like to delay consequences, usually until their own season. They store up transgressions. They hold grudges. They think it's more fun that way.
Think of something good.
Hurry.
Almost done.
Guys.
Done.
All filled up.
Put the nozzle back. Careful.
You should have been watching over them.
That one got closer to us.
How many are there close to us?
4? They're all so sharp.
You could have been there. After all, it's what you wanted.
Where do I put the payment?
Look, on the back, there's a little slot.
Perfect.
You wanted to know the pain, and the world gave it to you.
As long as we get back quiet, we can...
Oh, shit, run! Run!
Time to go, let's go! Shit! I've got you, come on!
Thanks.
No time, run!
We're almost there! Hurry!
Help!
Copper! Come on! We're almost there! Silver! Get the gate!
I'm ready, hurry!
Close it! Close it!
They can't get through! We're safe.
Copper!
Oh, hell. Oh, hell. Copper!
Is it bad? I don't want to look.
Everything's going to be all right, sweetheart. Amber's filling up the car, and we'll be on the way to getting you help. Don't move around too much, all right?
Okay.
Done.
There's a tried engine. Go where? Where do we go? What do we do?
Glass, you and I will sit in the back with Copper and try to stop the bleeding. Amber, take shotgun.
Where are we going?
Temple in the mountain.
What? I thought you said...
You don't have another choice, Glass. Get in the car.
Get them on the blanket so we can carry them.
Does anything feel wrong to you guys?
No, boss, everything is fine.
Hold on, baby. We just have to carry you in.
It hurts.
I know, sweetheart, I know. We're gonna pick you up, ready?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3. I know it hurts. I'm sorry, we gotta get you inside.
Offerings.
Yep.
What kind of stuff do we have?
What's the most valuable thing we have?
Drinking water.
The whole tank.
Absolutely.
What about food?
All of it. Take all of it.
You got it?
I got it. Grab the food. Let's go.
We've got something to offer. Just hold on. Just hold on.
We got all our drinking water and all our food.
On the altar, Amber, hurry.
Here, let me help. I think somebody heard us.
Scared.
Don't be scared. You're gonna be all right, you hear?
They took the offering.
Yes.
Copper? No. Copper, come on.
Hold on, Copper. You can do this.
didn't do anything.
No, Copper,
stay
please.
Stay here, baby. Stay with us.
But they took the offering.
No.
They took the offering. Why didn't we get anything back?
No, it's not over yet. They're not gone yet.
They're gone, Glass.
No, they're not. We can fix this.
We gave you the most valuable thing we have, and you gave us nothing?
There's nothing we can do.
There has to be something we can
do. Fuck
you. It's over. They're gone.
No. Not yet.
Where are you going?
I'm asking for help. I need help. I need your help. I don't know what to do, Hester!
You know I can't go in there.
I don't care. We have to think of something else to do. There has to be something we can do. If the world isn't magic now, there has to be a way to...
You're appealing to things much higher than me, Glass.
What? Tell me what that means.
You're asking for the return of a human life.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm asking for. That big statue in the temple, do you... I want to know if you know who it is. Is there any... I mean, I want you to try talking to them.
I can't speak to them. But I can tell you that they'll trade if you offer something in exchange that's of equal value.
We don't have anything left. We already gave them the most valuable stuff we can give them. We don't have anything equal to human life. Oh.
The only fair trade for a life is...
I get it. So we lose either way.
I wish I could do more, but...
What? You just reacted to something.
You should go back in there.
I don't want to. I can't look at Copper like that.
Something happened, Glass. You need to be with them.
I can't. It's too much.
A life for a life, Glass. I don't know how long you'll have before... The world tilts upon its axis. They will not feel the shift. They will not feel the vacuum. The space in the world where something was. But you'll feel it. The void. The emptiness. And more, you will feel the House of Summers compromise. It will not hurt them. They will not feel it.
Aster, what? I...
Glass, I'm so sorry.
What? Why? I don't understand.
They said they would stop it from hurting.
Stop what? I want you to tell me what they could stop from hurting.
Glass.
Copper! You're alive! What happened? Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
What's wrong? What happened?
We got Copper back.
Copper? What happened?
I don't remember. I can't stop crying.
That's fine, Squeaker. Let's just get you back to the car. We can figure it out later,
They will seem happy to see one another. And confused over the relief. Human emotions from human states of being. You are too far from that. You'll never be close enough to understand. And they will be so lost in their disorientation and what they do not yet comprehend as grief that they will not notice when you disappear. What a burden to carry. What cruelty from the House of Summer that you must shoulder that secret. That only by dishonesty can you protect your beloved. Maybe they were punishing you. For the sin of your carelessness. For the sin of not arriving soon enough. It hurts in exactly the way the frost doesn't.
You've got them?
Yeah, I got them.
I'll drive.
Can I put my head on your leg?
Of course, sweetheart.
Aster disappeared before I said goodbye.
They do a lot of that, darling. Don't you worry about it too much.
But I didn't say I should have.
It's all right. We're all safe. Everything's okay.
Enjoy it while it lasts. The first thing we're picking up is another water cooler.
Is that why there's so much space back here?
Must be.
But when ye come, and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I will maybe, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and on my grave shall warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibenek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Justice Washington as Aster. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is Danny Boy by Frederick Weatherly. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.